This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 18th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the state's first ever birth center is in Northwest Arkansas. Christina Thomas recently paid a visit to the facility, and she'll give us a tour. Plus, the future of transportation in Fayetteville discussed. We'll have a report on a forum held to talk about how people in the city will get from one place to another in the years ahead. And Roby Brock has his usual Monday examination of the previous week's business and political news, including a big first few months of the year for gambling in Arkansas. First, the unemployment rate for Arkansas ticked up 0.1% in the latest report from the Department of Workforce Services. The unemployment rate for January 2013 was 7.2%, as the state's labor force dropped by 3,300 workers. The new numbers are still slightly lower than the unemployment rate a year earlier. The rate for January 2012 was 7.4%. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter is coming out of the gate in his race for the Democratic nomination for governor with a plan for higher education. The Arkansas Promise Scholarship borrows its idea from the Universal College Scholarship programs already implemented in El Dorado and Arkadelphia and expands them for the entire state. Halter says he wants to tag the amount of the scholarship to the highest tuition for a four-year public college in the state. That's currently at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
And we will put that money together from the lottery scholarship, from federal grants, from additional philanthropic aid, and then a new scholarship, which is the Arkansas Promise. So the idea is that if you graduate from an Arkansas high school with a 2.5 GPA, we will provide the resources so that you can go to college tuition-free.
Bill Halter, who unveiled the plan on Talk Business Arkansas, says it will require between $50 and $75 million in addition to the general revenues above the amount already allocated for the Academic Challenge Scholarship. But he says he will under no circumstances raise taxes to cover that new expenditure. 10 years after the beginning of the Iraqi War, Arkansas freshman Congressman Tom Cotton, a veteran of that conflict, called it a just and noble war. He appeared on CNN's State of the Union yesterday. He told host Candy Crowley he's concerned about the delivery of services to veterans who have returned home from Iraq. He says the Veterans Administration does its best, but sometimes lacks resources.
They don't always have the best and most modern practices. And I think one thing we could do in Congress through oversight is to help to ensure that they're getting the kind of training and resources they need. I think the will and the desire is certainly there to serve veterans. If you look at an organization like Walmart from my home state has just announced a new initiative where they're going to hire every veteran who applies for a job as long as they have a clean background check. It doesn't matter their skill set or their training, that they want that kind of experience there.
Congressman Cotton appeared with Hawaii freshman Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, another veteran of the Iraq War. The average cost of a gallon of gasoline in Arkansas is dropping slightly, according to the website GasBuddy.com. The site says in a survey of more than 1,800 gas stations in Arkansas that the average cost of a gallon today is $3.49. That's about 2.5 cents cheaper than a week ago today. The site says the price is nearly 15 cents lower than this date last year and about 13 cents a gallon cheaper than just 1 month ago. Former presidential candidate and current U.S. Senator John McCain is scheduled to make an appearance in Arkansas this week. The Clinton School of Public Service announced this morning that the Republican from Arizona will speak at the school Friday night. He's expected to discuss foreign and domestic current affairs. Arkansas author Kay Goss has a new book out about the life and legacy of former Arkansas Congressman Wilbur Mills. As one of the longest-serving Arkansas officials in Congress, Wilbur Mills made a name for himself, wielding power as the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee from 1958 to 1975. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, Goss said Mills had a very close working relationship with President John F. Kennedy.
In 1962, they were able to accomplish comprehensive tax reform and also comprehensive trade reform and also increase the Social Security equity and extend it to more groups of people like firefighters and public employees that hadn't been covered in it.
Goss says readers of her book, titled Mr. Chairman, The Life and Legacy of Wilbur D. Mills, will learn a lot about Arkansas and U.S. history through the experiences of a man who overcame many obstacles. Clear and still winter tonight. Lows will be in the upper 30s for the Arkansas River Valley. In northwest Arkansas, lows should drop to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs will be from the lower 60s in northwest Arkansas to mid to upper 60s tomorrow afternoon for the Arkansas River Valley. Tuesday night, clear, lows from 32 to 38. And the forecast for Wednesday, mostly sunny. It'll be mid-50s for Wednesday highs in northwest Arkansas, lower 60s Wednesday afternoon for the River Valley.